The European Union, EU, hosted a one-day donor conference in Brussels on Monday, bringing together Western powers and regional neighbors to discuss Syria's post-civil war reconstruction. The event, chaired by EU Foreign Policy Chief Kaya Kallas, was aimed at encouraging a peaceful transition following the ousting of former leader Bashar al-Assad. Syria has been devastated by over 14 years of civil war, which has claimed hundreds of thousands of lives, displaced millions, and destroyed much of the country's infrastructure. The EU pledged around €2.5 billion, $2.7 billion, in aid for Syria to be distributed over the next 2 years. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen stressed the importance of supporting Syrians, whether they remain abroad or return home. This is why today, the European Union is increasing its pledge for Syrians in the country and in the region, she said. Germany also stepped up its support, with Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock announcing an additional €300 million, $328 million, for the United Nations and other humanitarian organizations helping Syrians. Baerbock emphasized that Syria could only have a peaceful future through an inclusive political process. The UK pledged up to £160 million, $208 million, in humanitarian aid, aimed at providing critical services such as food, water, healthcare, and education for Syrians in 2025. Despite last year's donor drive raising €7.5 billion, $8.2 billion, the current funding efforts are expected to fall short, especially after the United States reduced its foreign aid budget. However, Syria's attendance at the meeting was notable, with interim Foreign Minister Asad Hassan al-Shaibani representing the country for the first time at such a conference. Meanwhile, Syria continues to struggle with internal divisions and violence. Just last week, a deadly ambush by Alawite sect gunmen loyal to al-Assad resulted in the worst bloodshed since his ousting in December. Nearly 1,500 civilians, mostly from the Alawite minority, were killed in the clashes, according to a war monitor.